Daniel Gill, who fights at the Silver Dome October 14 against Ranald Quinlan, the little wimp. Daniel's going to whip his butt.
Well, we hope so.
Reynolds not especially in town, is he, Daniel?
No.
Oh, thank God for that.
Not at the moment.
When he's in town. Yeah, Reynolds, you're the man.
I so want you to win because doing it in front of your home crowd, I believe it was about 2009 that you last fought locally. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a while back now. Yeah.
Sorry, apart from on the streets and stuff like that, Daniel, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I just want to mention too, tickets go on sale tomorrow for this fight, silverdome.com.au or tickets.com. Now, I do believe, Dave, you need me to video this too because we've got to share it with the fans. You've got a little challenge that you want to do.
Are we
you
look do really confused.
Well, when do you want to do it?
Oh, I'm easy.
I thought we were doing it. Well, he's got a plane to catch soon.
It's not a big visual thing for radio, though. We could do it during the break and then pop the video up for the...
Because you need more time to think about it.
No, I'm psyching myself.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll psyching video something after we finish talking and then it's a treat that you can go and check out on Facebook, yeah?
Daniel, mate, thanks for coming in this morning.
No, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it's always fun.
All the best on October 14. Don't forget, tickets do go on sale for this big bout tomorrow, so make sure you get onto tickets.com, but get along to the Silver Dome October 14. Support the local lad, and it's going to be a big fight.
Oh, very much so. And we're all behind you, that is for sure. And I just want to point out, if you've got the Examiner today and you want to flick to the correct page that finishes the story on Daniel, how long did it take to pose for a photo like that, Daniel?
He looks like a crooner. You look like a crooner. You could do like...
He's not going to box. He's going to get up and do some Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I was going to say he could be Daniel Bublé. Hey?
It looks like I was sitting up for hours on that one, but the photo shoot actually took about 2 minutes, all right?
Yeah.
Can you do a bit of a rendition of New York, New York? You know, still.
Or I did it my way.
No, I was joking, don't. don't want to embarrass you. No. Unless you're a really good singer.
No, I'm not.
Okay. he stings like a butterfly. No. He floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee, but he can't sing.
Yeah.
That's all right,
that's
then.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, Daniel Gill, thank you so much for coming in. We'll come up with something stupid to do after this.
That was a different catchphrase, different fighter.
And I stuffed it up anyway.
Yeah, totally.
As usual.
He won't hear it anyway.
Hey?
It's all right.
Daniel, thank you so much. Good luck. And I hope we catch up before the fight too.
Definitely. Sounds good. Thanks for that, guys.